Hi, this is Matt with the Intergalactic Herald. Welcome to my Star Atlas Week in Review podcast. This is podcast number 54. Any of the articles or videos mentioned can be found on my website at intergalacticherald.com. Look for News Recap 103. So a quick summary of things we'll be... I guess it's just me talking, sorry. Things I'll be talking about today. One is an interesting thing about multiple accounts that was mentioned on the Metaverse Nomads live stream. An update or some interesting or some thoughts on the Eve Eye tool from Beyond the Horizon. Then just some of my thoughts from some of the information that was brought up at the latest Atlas Brew. If you've been following the breaking news, you may have heard Titan ship has sold. So I'll talk about that a little bit. And then just some of my thoughts on Sage changes and the retirement of Score. So before we get into that, just a couple things about things I'm working on. Again, looking for anybody who's interested in being a podcast guest on here. So again, looking for any Star Atlas community members, content creators, obviously Star Atlas employees, just to come on and we could do an interview or we could talk about different Star Atlas things kind of either in this format of a week in review or if you have any specific Star Atlas topics you'd like to talk about, I'm definitely open to that. So please reach out to me on intergalacticherald.com and send me an email there, or if you can find me on Discord, Star Atlas Discord, or Twitter X, you can probably find that. Again, just go to intergalacticherald.com, go down to the bottom, and you'll find all my social links there. I am working on two Star Atlas projects. First is a merch store called Intergalactic Gear. So slowly making progress on that. Hope to make some more effort tomorrow. But on my website, I do have a merch survey. So appreciate everybody who's filled that out. It's definitely given me lots of great thoughts on what to work on once I get my first product out. And spoiler alert, it's going to be a coffee mug. But anyways, I just need to test shipping, taxes, payment processing, all that. So I'm going to just have a single thing I actually... designed as a relative term. I put the standard Star Atlas build program logo on one and I mean, it just works. So anyways, but the merch survey helped me determine other products to move forward with putting them up on the store. And then the other one I'm working on is something I call the Intergalactic Coalition. I've framed this as a non-guild guild, but basically it's a place for Star Atlas gamers who are not interested in joining a guild / DAC. Now let's just keep calling them guilds. I think DAX have a different connotation. But anyways, it's a place for Star Atlas. It's a community for people to hang out. Got some ideas, you know, long-term ways we can maybe band together within Star Atlas for people, again, who don't want to be aligned with a guild, but yet still kind of want, you know, some alignment of just solo players and things like that. But again, the first thing is just a place to hang out, to chat while we're in the development phase, the building and public phase of Star Atlas. So again, that's intergalacticcoalition.com. I do have an interest survey there. So if that sounds like something you might be interested, definitely collecting email addresses. Once we kind of get enough interest, definitely we'll start some conversations. It is going to be a paid community. That's for two reasons. One, I'd like to use a different paid platform you don't care what it's called. But anyways, it allows for threaded discussions, email alerts, and other things like that, things that Discord doesn't have. So anyways, check that out at Intergalactic Coalition if you're interested. So let's get into the main content section. In the past week, Metaverse Nomads did their weekly Sunday live stream about Star Atlas and other Web3 games. They had a great summary. One of their members gave a very in-depth summary of everything that occurred at the, I think it was the town hall. But anyways, one point that came up, again, I don't think it was necessary things they were mentioning about the upcoming Sage Starbase, and maybe it was about combat. But again, I was just trying to pick out, you know, not just recap or news, but just kind of different things. And one was mentioning about multiple accounts. Now, I guess we again use words interchangeably, but I believe the context was that an account or a profile is still tied to a crypto wallet address. So they're all synonymous, but used in different ways. But again, I'm pretty sure at the end of the day, in a Web3 game, your identity, for lack of a better term, is your wallet address. And again, we could have accounts. But what was interesting, somebody mentioned that you could basically, in the new Starbase, they talked about different ways you can level up, either through, I think it's experience or loyalty points or licenses. Again, a lot of this is still in the, you know, pre-release phase. So people are just brainstorming about different ideas. But it was brought up that, you know, what if you just created two accounts, profiles, wallets, and just quote unquote competed against yourself? Could you level up both accounts if part of the actions performed give you experience points or something. And again, it was like, yeah, no, that's a very valid point. But I think it was also mentioned that, well, what if the things, you know, again, these experience or licenses or again, whatever we're calling the progression component of things were tied to the wallet address and could never be moved. So i.e. locked. And I was like, oh yeah, that seems like a pretty straight way to take. I mean, if you can never transfer individual experiences to kind of pull them together, yeah, then this seems like a non-issue. But again, we're in the early stages. We haven't seen it. I'm sure there's, you know, lots of people looking for opportunities. And again, I don't even think these are necessary cheats or something. If the game allows it, it's not a cheat in my opinion. So, but it was still interesting. And again, I'm wondering how this might affect with the crew packs, because again, the idea that these are individual crew members and you again level them up, if you can't transfer that aspect, then yeah, the idea of competing against yourself kind of seems a little, doesn't go anywhere. But anyways, I still thought it was still interesting and something I hadn't heard before, the idea that you really could manipulate the having multiple accounts. So this last week, Beyond the Horizon actually did a great review of the Eve Eye community tool, which I had heard about before, saw the kind of initial thing where they had the really cool kind of live map of all the blockchains, and then Sage or Star Atlas kind of put it out, and I think Sage V2, I'm not sure. Anyways, but his review was great because I just didn't realize all the other features that were there. But again, I, as mentioned before, kind of just didn't have the time to deal with Sage after the initial kind of rollout, and I got my couple redeemed items. So, but I was really, again, one, that this is an amazing tool. Wish I had done a little more following, because again, I think the people that are developing these, and again, I'm not sure if they're with a specific guild. Again, obviously it's a community tool, open to everybody. I believe there's no cost to it. So again, just wanted to highlight again, there's some great tools being built within the Star Atlas community, and hopefully they continue to develop it as future Sage products go, because all of these are great. And again, Star Atlas has been open about trying to provide accessibility through APIs and other things so that their tools can be expanded. So anyways, just a great video if you want to learn more about that. And again, hopefully the tool will be continued development for Sage as it continues. As is tradition, this last week, the Atlas Brew occurred, and this one was about Starbase. So that was really great. A lot of it was recapping what was came out the town hall, but they did mention a bunch of new little things. One thing they did address, and again, I've been kind of not involved, but lots of issues with Sage currently because of Solana congestion, which I think relates to the fact that Sage didn't have any, I can't remember if it's priority fees. Again, I'm not 100% sure. But again, they just addressed, Star Atlas team addressed that, yes, this is an issue. They are aware of it. But it sounds like we're in one of these tough situations where the limited resources they have are focused on the new tool, and something obviously has changed with Solana, and now there's this negative. So, I mean, I get where the team is. They're kind of rocking a hard place, but lots of people spoke up about how bad Sage has been recently. And yeah, fix is coming, but again, we don't get a date on that. So again, building in public, I get it, but you know, again, obviously something changed, and you know, it's a bug or classic bug. And you know, we still don't have a fix. So again, maybe all this won't matter once we move to the next version. But again, if you're playing right now and you can't play, it's kind of frustrating. So I totally sympathize with everybody. So a couple interesting points on the Starbase that popped out. And again, maybe they came with the town hall, but I made notes of them. This one was, again, it sure sounded like they said that the Sage map will change. Now, it wasn't clear if it would change radically or just small things, because again, the whole idea is that the Sage Labs, where the star bases exist in their full glory, now have to be built up. So are they in the same physical place on the map? Is the map changing? Are the resources changing? Again, we don't know. I guess we'll find out. But again, sounds like the map may change. The other interesting one that I picked out, because again, I guess I'm starting to already think about, well, if I have to leave Score, which again has been a great place to earn Atlas with minimal time, is there an equivalent option within this new Sage Starbase? So when they mention things that seem a little more or less time intensive, you know, perks my curiosity. So one, they mentioned that the Starbases themselves are going to require maintenance, and that maintenance will require two of the standard or the main resources, which is food and toolkits. And if the Starbase runs out of either one of those, something stops. So I think food relates to crafting, not 100% sure. And I forget what tool kits relate to. But claim stakes, of course, make those. So I was starting to wonder if maybe just being able to have my claim stakes, take those resources, somehow transfer them into Sage Starbase with my faction alignment, is that a way to get into the loyalty points, which then gives you Atlas as part of the, what are they calling it, daily epochs. So anyways, just be kind of keeping my ears open for that, because that seems like a very straightforward way. Oh, the other thing that was interesting on the maintenance, I just assumed it was all the new ones, not the Central Space Station, but they said, no, the Central Space Station needs maintenance too. So that even seemed like much more direct. I mean, you could just simply transfer from your wallet to, assuming again, the entry point is a space station, Central Space Station, and then immediately put it into the maintenance part, and hopefully that gets you some of the loyalty points. So again, cool if that happens. So definitely be watching to see if that's a potential game loop. The other thing that was mentioned that, again, followed into what I was thinking of, is that they said that you need to provide crew to a Starbase for crafting. So I was like, oh yeah, that makes sense. I mean, we've been using crew to craft for us, but if somebody wants to craft something to quote unquote upgrade the Starbase, you could provide crew for that. So again, not 100% sure what all the mechanics of that is, but sounded pretty interesting. And given that if the Central Space Station required maintenance, you would assume, and it's already at the highest level, it too would be the primary place it was crafting. Hey, could I just, again, my ships aren't in score anymore, could they just basically sit in the Starbase, the Central Space Station, which is a Starbase, and be available for crafting? And I'm like, oh, okay, well, it seems, again, less management, partly because you're not leaving the central place where I can assume that's the entry point for transferring from your wallet. So anyways, those were interesting. And again, just something I'll follow more to learn the details, because those might be ways that, hey, maybe I would interact with Sage Starbase because of that. Next topic was the teasing and then finally official announcement that one of the Star Atlas Titans sold. So for people who haven't paid much attention, I believe Beyond the Horizon actually did a video a few weeks or months back about the Titans. But basically the Titans are the top purchasable ship, and there's a whole bunch of different... Well, I was trying to explain this to my wife, and that's why it doesn't make sense. I should already end the game. But anyways, they're the top ships that are out there with just crazy amounts of features and things like that. Crazy also in the price. So I believe at least the one that was purchased was a USDC price of $5 million. So finally they announced that someone bought it, something called GG Collective, which, I mean, I'm not that into crypto, so nothing registered there, but neither did the Neo Tokyo thing when the Michael Wagner bought a NFT from them and joined their group. So not shocking there. A few of the content creators gave a little information about them, like they have a website and they read the description, which didn't actually tell me anything. But in my scanning through Twitter, apparently unrelated to Star Atlas, they had a Twitter space where they talked about the purchase. Just didn't have enough time to this weekend to listen to that first. So I'm going to try to listen to that, because I'm very curious about who they are and what's their motive. Because I'm starting to think that one of the interesting new dynamics, there are now an entirely new class. Or, sorry, that's not the right word. An entirely new group. Yeah, sorry. Sorry. Class has, I guess there's high. Yeah, rich class. Anyway, I don't like that term. But anyways, there's a different group of people within the Star Atlas ecosystem now. So if anything, it had been kind of, gamers, which I put myself into that. There's definitely the guilds. There's people in different parts of that. But really, that was kind of, in my mind, that kind of two different groups. Again, didn't want to call them classes. But anyways, but I think there's now a third group. And whoever GG Collective is, I would think they would have a major role going forward in the sense of how the Titan will interact. Like, again, is the Titan going to be in Sage Starbase? I mean, we don't see our ship, so I don't know why it couldn't be in there. Obviously, it's not going to be in the showroom anytime soon, though I think somebody posted on Twitter, what is it, the grayscale clay model of it in the showroom, and yeah, it's gigantic. actually not as gigantic because I was thinking it, but again, who knows if this is the official size, where that came from. But anyways, neither here nor there. It will be interesting to see. So I'm kind of curious to hear from the people that purchased it, if they have plans or, you know, just what, because that's a totally new independent third party, just like following what the guilds and Star Allies are doing. So just a couple thoughts on that. One, I would be shocked if they paid full price, because again, they didn't purchase it directly through the marketplace. It was delisted and then told it was transferred. So, and I think on Twitter, well, actually, never mind. Oh no, the Star Atlas brew did say that they don't know what the price is. But again, somebody knows what the price is. But again, I'd be really surprised that there wasn't a negotiation for that. So who knows what the actual, but again, the key point is that did send a cash infusion to Star Atlas. So that's really great for runway and things like that. On the other hand, another point I was thinking, because again, I did see this one image. I mean, how much physical development time of the UE5 developers is going to take to make that object interactable? So not just can it fly, which I guess is half the thing, because that's what we have right now. We have lots of ships in the UE5 showroom that could fly, but only a few you can walk in. And they've been obviously starting with the smallest or the extra, extra smalls and working their way up. So, I mean, what is the development time? It'd be really fascinating to think if they even had a clue how much time it would take to develop it, and then how many people it would take, and divide all that. And by the time it gets developed, how much of the actual purchase price went strictly to paying people to build the thing that they bought? But again, they're still building stuff. And again, I think they've mentioned in the past, they are able to reuse assets in the game, you know, that Pierce has a specific style and so you can reuse stuff. So anyways, it was just fun to kind of speculate or just think about, wow, I wonder how long it's physically going to take. But anyway, so we'll see. And again, it'll be interesting going forward if, again, they take a role. Does people show up in the Discord? Are they interviewed on the Atlas Brew or something like that? You know, because so far we've only gotten interviews from maybe subcontractors, for lack of a better term. So like the Metagravity, and somebody interviewed. Oh, yeah, I realized that didn't go anywhere. What was it? Sugarland? I don't know. There was something we were going to get some collaboration with somebody at the first of the year, and then that has now completely disappeared. So, you know, but again, still somebody, Metaverse Nomads, interviewed the CEO of that company. So it was cool to see that. So we'll just see where it goes. So, okay, so two last subjects. These are more just kind of my ramblings. So one was, now that we've gotten more information about the next version of Sage called Starbase from the Town Hall and now the Atlas Brew, I'm really curious, why does it need another game ID? And I think they're referring to how there are things on the blockchain, so maybe these are the quote-unquote programs, and a game ID changes because the programs that are on Solana that dictate the operations change. So, again, I haven't heard, and I guess it doesn't really matter. But I was realizing, again, the part of this problem is the lack of progression. So, again, who knows the extent that the map's going to change, but we know for sure all resources that you have in Sage Labs have to be taken out, put in your wallet, and then brought back into Sage Starbased. Now, I get the idea that, you know, obviously the Starbases that were built before have to be rebuilt or something. But again, can't you just delete them? I mean, just an object, right? I'm not a programmer. I don't know what I'm saying. But the lack of progression is unfortunate. Now, again, maybe that's just part of the development cycle, but I would assume at some point that needs to stop. We can't be asked to constantly take things out while things get built. But again, we'll see. And we'll probably learn more once it comes out. But for people that have developed logistics and strategy and all that in Sage Labs, again, it sure sounds like a lot of that is gone. Which, again, if you think of it as a challenge, you can think of it as a chapter in a book, right? You finish one chapter and then you read the next one. Maybe book's not the right example. But, you know, there are things that are escaping me that do have a beginning, middle, and an end, and then they change, and then they have another middle, beginning, end. So I guess it's not a terrible way, but not knowing that's what's coming. I mean, I guess we knew the escape velocity wasn't going to last forever, but, and again, I guess you call it labs, but hopefully, you know, to bring combat on board, that we don't have to start over with a complete set of star bases again. But if, again, all we're being told is, hey, you're building resources, or you're getting you're getting other tangible things in Star Atlas that have nothing to do with the thing. And by that I mean, if the goal of these products is to get Atlas or to, well, again, I don't know what the key is, but what if that's what the goal is and we just changed the thing, yeah, I guess then that's all fine. But let's start saying that's what it is, because there's been lots of talk about progression for the wallets and the crew members and all this, but the game doesn't seem to have progression. And maybe part of me is that, and maybe that's the key, that this browser game is going to be like this. But when we get to the UE5 thing and I go and explore and I find a plan and I put my claim stake down, I feel like I claimed it. I want it to be mine, well, forever. If a year from now they say, oh, we're rechanging the game, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it, but doesn't, my initial reaction isn't something that sounds cool. But anyways, again, we're still early. Not trying to be too whatever. But so on another sense, or changing subjects, still on the stage. So I decided, well, I think I still had a ship hanging out or a fleet. So I went back into the transfer dot. Now, this was a couple weeks ago, and I just could not get it out. I'd click buttons and stuff. Now, again, maybe that was just initial into what all these problems were. But I had to go from, I think it was the V2 version, back to the V1, that then finally transferred out of my wallet. And again, I guess, again, now that we know that there's some Solana issues, that maybe all this makes sense and the team acknowledges it. But again, same reason kind of why I quit before. It just, they never seemed finished enough. And again, obviously people played it up until recently. But again, I guess it's fine. Just again, frustrating to leave at the end. Another thought, again, pretty sure it was mentioned at the town hall, that claim stakes still have no purpose in Sage, no ETA when they might have it. So again, I'm not totally upset with that. I mean, as long as I can keep getting my 5-4 resources, and maybe there's a way to take those resources and put them into Sage Starbase, cool. But kind of, I guess, goes back to my ultimate thing was, you know, I'm kind of wanting to claim something that's mine. And I'm, again, don't have any way to do that sort of goal yet. So anyways, no problem. And then the final thought, as I was having to, I mean, I just clicked the button in the website to go to Sage Labs to remove my stuff. Kind of was reminded again that I guess was V2, not 3D. Couldn't remember what the URL for V1 was. And again, why do we need 3 versions? And if someone's coming from the outside world, which again, I'm not even sure that Sage is designed for people that haven't been in the community for a while, but can't we just have one version just called Sage and you just change it? But again, we'll see. And again, there could be tons of development reasons why this is the path that it's going. So, but just for simplicity and ease of whatever, wish we had one version. Final topic real quick on Score retirement, I guess, after the initial that from the town hall that it's going away and then it was supposed to get less rewards, but then turns out they're not going to take them away because of some payment issue. Definitely kind of accepted the fact that that part of the game is going away. Just again, kind of fascinating to realize it's been around for 2 years. I guess maybe just nostalgic for things that don't change. But again, it was never a game. I mean, clicking a button to get some Atlas, but I guess it's the classic, once you get used to something, any change is weird. And so 2 years is a long time. And then, you know, within out of the blue, we knew it was coming, but hey, it's gone. It's going to be gone and get out of it. We'll see. But again, just kind of the realization that, yeah, it never was a game. It's fine. It was supposed to be a stopgap. I mean, maybe that's my key. It was supposed to be just something and it sticked around for 2 years. So hopefully again with, you know, again, we've rehashed this before, you know, with the income issues, the FTX issues, the layoffs and all that, you know, if those hadn't occurred, would we still be where we are today? Well, obviously, these are what ifs. Who knows? But again, just going away. So anyways, that's all my kind of thoughts for the week in review. So again, just if you're interested in being a guest on this podcast, love to talk to anybody, please go to intergalacticherald.com, go to the contact page, send me a quick message there, or check my socials. If you're interested in helping me with my merch store, please go to intergalacticgear.com and look and please fill out the merch survey. If you're interested in hanging out with a bunch of other Star Atlas gamers who aren't interested in being a guild, please go to Intergalactic Coalition and fill out my interest survey. Other than that, hope you have a great week ahead. This is Matt with the Intergalactic Herald.